Throw me something. The coconut went to the guy behind you. Hands up in the lights, no control over the throw, all faith in the float. You caught 1,000 strands of beads, both hands full, a whole necklace's worth of nothing in particular, and the one throw that actually mattered, the hand-painted coconut, the good one, the one people wait a whole parade for, sailed clean over your shoulder into the hands of the guy standing right behind you. That's the wheel's other face. Fortune that's real, but not evenly distributed, landing an arm's length from where you were standing and choosing someone else anyway. Something you wanted today might go to someone standing right next to you instead. It's not a verdict on your worth. The float doesn't know you, doesn't owe you, was never choosing on merit. Let yourself feel it for a second, then put your hands back up. The parade's got more floats coming. What may cross your path? Something you wanted goes to someone standing right next to you, close enough to sting a little. You end up with a lot of small, unremarkable wins instead of the one big one you were hoping for. A near miss makes you briefly reconsider whether you're unlucky, even though nothing about it was personal. You watch an opportunity pass over you to land on someone who didn't even seem to be trying. Let the near miss sting for one parade block, then put your hands back up. The float doesn't remember who it skipped. Your mantra, missing this throw doesn't mean the wheel forgot me.